Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing all right. A little discombobulated, so just my daughter's been sick, so it's
Yep, it can be discombobulating.
yeah, so I
Did
didn't know.
I hear birds outside your window?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 10 degrees outside today or something crazy though. But like it was 60 on Saturday, so they're like, "Hey, we're here." And I think there's like a whole troop of robins out there that are kind of, you know.
Nice. We finally have almost all of our snow melted.
Yeah, we just got a
So,
whole bunch more, so it's all here. It's not gonna last long though. It's gonna go away.
no, definitely.
I think today is supposed to be like the cold day. So, I know Kirsten said she couldn't make it, and I.
And neither can Boaz or Suzanne.
Okay.
So the only people that here, I'll share my screen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if Deborah's coming today or not.
Right. Yeah, so Paul may or may not show. I think Kirsten mentioned something about this being a bad time for Paul. So.
It's always a bad time for Paul. I thought we moved this so that it would be a good time for him.
Yes. Yes,
I
we
seem to
did.
remember we had it at a different time, and then this actually conflicts with another meeting of mine, which is not, it only like, it's not a big deal, because, but I'm kind of surprised at that, but okay.
Yeah, I think if I'm following the conversation correctly, Paul had it was free until Paul was chair of the PC, I mean the CC, and
Oh, okay.
then
And
after that
that's.
he created a meeting with Tom Kramer that overlaps with this, I think.
I see.
But anywho, so we'll have to probably through Slack to find a better time for people.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So. It seems like the only business for us today is really to go over, I mean, just someone pasted notes in here, which is great, from the CC meeting, but basically they approved our charter. And so we have a to-do action of get the charter in the wiki space and who will set this up. And I'm going to volunteer.
Okay.
All right. And then the only other thing that I can think of that we would talk about is, we're going to have a membership meeting at WolfCon. Do we think we need anything ahead of that? So, WolfCon, end of August. It's middle of March.
Yeah, I
So,
know we've done something in like May before.
what do you think would make sense if we scheduled something in May? What kind of,
Well, what do we want to cover is sort of the question, right?
maybe focus on what the agenda is for in person on at WolfCon?
I don't know. I wonder if there's something that we can look at in our charter now that we have one that would be helpful for us if there is a topic. I feel like we did that conversation at the last WolfCon. We shared it with CC, but I'm not sure where it's gone since then. You know, I don't want to just keep asking people, like, hey, why do you want to be a member?
Right,
And then
yeah.
they answer, and then we're like, great, thanks. Okay, next year.
Right. Yeah. So maybe that's something for this group to think about before our next is like, what would that? So let's say we roughly. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, one other thing in the charter that I think is kind of interesting is that we have agreed to do some report writing, which, you know, if when you were kind of moving through here, like the state of folio.
Right. All right, that's a good thing for us to talk about.
I think a document like that would be really helpful. I think a lot of people would find it valuable.
So you probably heard as I'm typing, I'm also thinking about other things, which is why I don't type so well, maybe. But we finally got a renewal with you guys
I did
through.
hear.
Yes, so that was awesome. And it wasn't actually too painful, at
I
least
know, I was
from my
impressed.
perspective.
Yeah, I was, it seemed pretty, it's been, I have to admit, it's been a very difficult, March for me, like just with like illness wise across the family. I was finally like, hey, I'm coming out of like three of us having the flu. And now, like, my daughter has appendicitis.
Oh
yeah. So I'm a little out of it myself here. But Todd did share the news, and it went pretty smoothly.
yeah, that's great. I have never known someone personally that had appendicitis.
Well, you
So,
know, Christy had appendicitis when she and I were rooming together at an ALA conference. And we totally did not understand what was going on. Like, she thought she had a cold, and then she was like throwing up, and where, and you know, she clearly looked terrible. So she actually went home to Chicago, which probably was, you know, got a little risky before she went to the ER. And then she had surgery like immediately. But interesting with my daughter, she started complaining about this terrible pain, and so we took her to the ER and they admitted her, but they're treating her with antibiotics. So they said like it's kind of a newer thing and that her appendix was not so inflamed, they felt like they could do this. And so it not a whole lot is happening. So my husband and I are just trading off who's in the hospital and who's at home.
Oh, so how long has she been in?
So she went in on Sunday afternoon, and then and it seems like she's going to be there all day today. They kind of want her to be like eating and you know, feeling well.
Has she felt relief from the antibiotics so far?
She's feeling a little better. But she still says that she has some pain, and she ate almost nothing yesterday, you know. So they want her to kind of see if she can have a regular diet, and but they're not in any, you know, they're not in any particular rush now either. So everything happens like this very stretched out timeline.
How old is she?
She's 13. And I guess like she's kind of like being a teenager to your 20s is sort of like prime time for getting appendicitis.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, so it's kind of thrown me off of things a little bit.
Yeah, I
I'm
imagine.
trying to like keep up with work and like rearrange some meetings, but then like my brain, like when, you know, getting like 1 hour of sleep on Sunday night didn't help. So.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I know
Yeah.
we've had issues with our family over this last year too. So we had a birthday party for a 5 or 6 year old, and out of 17 people that came to the party, 14 people ended up getting COVID or flu B.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that includes our 91 and 87 year old mother and father-in-law, my in-law, my wife's parents. And her mother fainted and hit her head on the toilet and had to go to the hospital and was in the hospital all night. And so I know what and that's in the last 5, 6 weeks. So
Yeah,
I
wow.
know
Yeah.
how disruptive that stuff can be.
Yeah, the flu B is what hit our house. COVID came back negative, so that was not it. But it was kind of it, yeah. It was really like, and you have 17-year-old, so he's generally very healthy. So when he's like comes home from school and he's like, "I'm going to bed," I'm like, "This is not good,"
Yeah,
you
right.
know. But yeah, that gets pretty dangerous with older people too, and it just is so exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot. But all right, so
So let's see. So we got some.
so I think the actions out, and I'll put this out on the channel, but actions are to brainstorm on the agenda for a May meeting, and then brainstorm on the state of folio document. What would that look like? And so our next meeting, maybe we can put some flesh out some detail around those.
Yeah, and I'd like to see, is there more that we want to do to follow up on last year's WolfCon? I mean, we sent the report to the community council, and I don't know if there's if we the community council, I think, is that may have gotten overshadowed by our own getting our own charge up together. Maybe we can look at that too to see if there are action items we have out of that, because again,
Do
like,
you?
if we want, I can find the link for you. Is that what
Thank
you're
you.
gonna ask?
If you can,
Yeah.
if either give me the link or pop it in here.
Yeah, let me check. I know I shared it in our Slack channel, so.
So May, I know that Kirsten and I and Paul maybe will be busy with what they call Bibliocon. It's like the German ALA
Oh
is in
yeah,
May. So, but we'll kick that around.
Excuse me. Right, I'm trying to find where that link is, but I will
I'm
find
one.
it. I will find it. I think it might even be in our agenda, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna admit that I'm always a little confused about how this document is structured. But
Yeah, maybe one of the things we can do too is just start taking minutes in the wiki, like most people, now that
right.
we're an official body.
Yeah, that's true too. Good idea.
If you set that up, then we can just do minutes there. Not, it's okay that we have this document, but that might be a better way to go.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope you feel better. I hope your daughter is
Yep.
feels better and gets home safely and gets back on her normal routine.
Yep, I hope so. All right.
Right, take care. See ya.
Yeah, you too. Bye.